Yep, another audio recording, this time with Audioboo, which still hasn't gotten an update yet for its crashing issues, so I don't even know if this thing's gonna publish, but I just wanted to talk about games, instead of pessimism and other shit I'm experiencing. I haven't tried I tried the Wolverine Uncaged demo a while back, which was awesome. The problem is this game was $69.99 Canadian up here. Yes, we are already at the $70 average game MSRP. I know in the States they're at 59, but with the Canadian dollar being the way it is, I mean the games are more expensive here than they are down there. So, but I can't wait to play it. I mean, it comes with a bonus costume or some shit, whatever. The classic yellow X-Men outfit. I've also been playing Wolfenstein 3D a lot. I've finally finished the first episode and I've got like six to go. So, I gotta see how that works. I do like my Wolfenstein 3D games. I love them because of the fact that the game is awesome. The game is awesome. And it has, remained the test of time. I mean, sorry, lasted the test of time. Because the game still is good, it's still entertaining, it's still awesome, and I still have fun playing it, especially with the controls. I mean, it's the only first-person shooter that I can play on the 360 because I can't play the regular ones unless I get one of those XCOM things. Sorry, didn't mean to yawn there. What the X? I think the XCOM or execute. I don't know. It's a thing that you can hook up a keyboard and mouse to a wired 360 controller, but you can also set it up so that the right side of the 360 controller is your movement, but you can make the mouse the right analog stick technically in the fire buttons, which I would love because then I could actually enjoy first person shooter games both offline and online. Because it pisses me off at the fact that the analog stick sucks. I know it's just a matter of getting used to it, but I've never been able to get used to the analog stick for aiming a gun manually. It's not like a mouse. As well, it doesn't have the precision of a mouse. Although some people have gotten really good at it through practice and practice and practice. But, whatever. How much time have I got here? I'm halfway done. So yeah, Wolfenstein 3. I've been contemplating buying Doom, because it's also only 400 Microsoft points. I mean, come on, it's cheap fun. How can you go wrong? And I mean, there's maps and walkthroughs and guides. I mean, really? Come on. I even have a strategy guide for the game. I mean, for the Super NES version though, but I think it's based on the PC version, to be honest with you, because it talks about the monsters turning on each other. Despite the fact in the Super Nintendo version, that didn't happen. The whole enemies turning on one another was not a feature that was included in the was not a feature that was included in the what is it? SNES version. That was a feature that was only available for the PC. So, I don't know, we'll see which port the well, obviously it's the PC port, but I always liked the music better in the SNES version for some reason. What else have I been playing? I've got so many games in my backlog. I got Kane and Lynch. I still gotta play more Fable 2. I got, oh god, the two games that I picked up for $10. Oh man, I have a huge backlog. And to be honest with you, I'm not buying any more video games at this point unless they become on sale, like Infamous. If Infamous goes down to $39.99 or better yet, $30. $30 is a sweet spot for me. Because that's both, that's not too expensive, it's not too cheap either. But it's also in that, it's worth it type of category. But we'll see. But whatever. And I'm just about done here. So, I'll probably make another boo in the afternoon to see what games I'm playing, how good they are, and whatnot. Maybe I can start doing live reviews. That would be fun. Alrighty, well, take care, and peace.